We're going to start with the winners this week, Lou.
Let's start with the winners this week. One of the big winners of this week is O.J. Simpson for this.
Thank you.
Oh, listen to the applause. Why is he happy, Lou?
That excitement is because O.J. Simpson is going to be out on parole.
Oh.
After serving 9 years for armed robbery, after trying to steal back his own sporting memorabilia from a Las Vegas hotel, he has been found to be an exemplary inmate and is going to be let out on parole.
Well, well, well.
Interesting. Huge winner this week, and I'm sure he's feeling exactly the same way. Mick Fanning, surfer, for escaping another shark. Now, he didn't have to punch this one in the face or whatever to get away from it. He just saw it and got the hell out of the water in exactly the same spot that he saw the last shark at the last competition he was at.
Jay Bay, I think it was.
In South Africa.
It was a big one too, Lou. Did you see the size of the bloody thing?
Oh, scary as. So good on you, Mick. But you know what? I think the biggest winners of this week, Matt, are the Commonwealth countries, including Australia.
Yes.
Why, you may ask? Because of this. Not ABBA. Well, yes, ABBA. Dancing Queen by ABBA, it's been revealed, is Queen Elizabeth II's favourite song.
What? Is it really?
Why? Because one loves to bust out a few moves when ABBA's on.
Oh, brilliant. Who would have thought? Mm. I'd love to see the Queen getting down to that one, Lou.
Wouldn't you ever? Crumping? Yeah.
All right, it's time to look at the losers of the week, though. The media, specifically the reports lying about O.J. Simpson, Lou.
Uh-oh.
Pleasuring himself in his cell.
Ew.
And or stealing a cookie that would mean he wouldn't get parole. They just made it up.
You sure it's not a euphemism for the other thing? Stealing a cookie.
Could well be, Lou. If you can't trust the media to report truthfully on O.J., what can you trust them to report? Think about it.
It's true, Matt.
Other losers this week, Greens senators who didn't bother to check a little thing called the Constitution. Whether you think it's right or wrong, the Australian Constitution says you can't stand for Parliament if you're a dual citizen.
Yeah.
You might not agree, but it's been sitting there in print for a long time, Lou, 120 years to be exact.
Yeah, they had plenty of time to check the facts.
Clearly that's not long enough for Scott Ludlam and Larissa Waters, who both hold dual citizenship and didn't bother to check the fine print. And finally, Lou, the AFL are the losers this week. Lou, if sacking two employees for what they do in their private lives becomes a precedent here, how many people are going to get sacked?
Oh, dear.
Seriously?
It's a minefield.
It's their private lives.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we've all got a lot of stuff in the closet that we've got to look at, I think. Is that the right term? I'm not sure.
You know. I don't know. Dirty laundry, is that the term
That's
you were looking
one.
For?
It's nothing in my closet, just want to make that clear.
Including you.